The Warriors starting a two-game road trip on Sunday night in Dallas and getting a battle from the Mavericks as we saw another highly impressive showing from Stephen Curry in Big D. He would pour in 11 three-pointers on the way to a game-high 48 points. Kevin Durant would deliver 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists as Klay Thompson added 16 points to the effort as the Warriors take it. 119-114 the final.
I mean, we were playing aggressive and working off each other well. The game in, game out, there's been situations where it's called for a little bit more aggressiveness and playmaking and whatnot. And you just got to be ready for those moments. But for the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I think our team has been purposeful about how we're creating shots and getting looks and sustaining it over 48 minutes. And tonight was obviously a pretty hot night, but we needed every one of them the way that Dallas played.
Steve said KD kind of changed a couple plays in the huddle tonight. Were you kind of involved in those conversations?
No, that was just him taking initiative, understanding I had a hot hand going, and I think him being, I'll call it a decoy in terms of being in the action, but allowing me to work, and the way that they were defending us, it just made sense, you know, tonight, and got to be ready to, you know, take those shots, make them, live with the results, and tonight obviously it worked out.
Talk about the play of Luka Doncic. You think he's an all-star?
He's unbelievable. You can tell he's just experienced in terms of playing high-level basketball, and he's a guy that just always is at his own pace. And so I'm sure you had heard all the doubters and people talking about his game who really didn't know much about him, and he's made himself known for sure. So it's fun to watch in terms of the future of the league, the talented guys all across the board, him being one of them.
Can you think it's awesome?
It looked like you had a nice conversation with him after. Was there a message you wanted to impart to him?
I said, I don't have to tell you anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's it.
What will Cousins bring to the table once he's healthy? You guys are already a deep team.
Yeah, we're deep. He'll just add another element in terms of being able to play through a new age traditional big, I guess you call it, in terms of playing through the post. He can space the floor. He's an unbelievable passer, great rebounder, can defend. So we've been waiting on it, obviously. He's been through a long rehab road, and so you're going to be excited to get him back out there and get him comfortable, you know, back to the player that he expects to be.
Steph, what are your early thoughts on Denver Nuggets? What are your early thoughts on the Nuggets?
I think for me, it's obviously great to see Coach Malone, who used to be with us when we were making our push to that next level, seeing, you know, them turn the corner this year, obviously with Jokic and him kind of leading the charge. They're a deep team, though, so they get contributions all across the board. And the way that they play, they move the ball really well, and they're tough. So it's going to be a fun matchup. We went down to the wire early in the season up there, the first game we played them, and had a chance to win it, but, you know, lots happened. I think both teams are different, so it's going to be fun.
Can you take us through that fun kind of dagger three you hit? It looked like you put a little hot potato with KD. Were you trying to get him to ice him and just get it back?
Yeah, it's kind of just a pick your poison type of situation. He had a mismatch in the post, and obviously I had a hot hand going, and I threw it to him. He made a decision, throw it back. I had plenty of space and time to work with, and then it's kind of just a rhythm shot. You know, one you work on, but you live with results in the clutch. So it's kind of funny. Like, I think, 2 weeks ago, I can't remember what game. What game was it? Oh, the Houston game, where we took that similar shot, and I missed it, and everybody's like, oh, time, clock management, all that. You make it, everything's good. So that's the name of the game.
How lethal, in your opinion, how lethal is Luka's step back three?
Film pretty much says it all.
Steph, you mentioned a couple of times the team being ready for that moment, but that's a phrase that's easier said than done. Can you just talk about how the team has been able to get to that process?
we understand what it takes to obviously win a championship, but deal with some kind of down periods of the season. We have high expectations for ourselves and understand we're under the microscope, everything that we do. And at the end of the day, what happens in that locker room and how we approach every game, that's all that matters. And true professionals in terms of, you know, making adjustments and not letting go of the rope when you have the opportunity to. So it's a long year, a lot's gonna happen. We just want to continue to build and find out, you know, what's our best look going into, you know, a playoff run, and kind of block out all the noise as best we can.
How much you enjoy the new old rotation?
So what?
How much you enjoying the new old rotation?
I gotta get in shape, man. You don't play 12 minutes straight. Tonight was a step in the right direction in terms of getting back to that. I felt really good. Last game was a little different, but it's what I'm used to. If it happens to go back, I'll be ready for that. But it's just about understanding, you know, what to expect going into every game and just being ready to play. But I do enjoy it for sure.
And the Warriors wrap up this road trip in Denver on Tuesday night as they will take on the Nuggets before heading home to face the New Orleans Pelicans at Oracle Arena on Wednesday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.